This is episode 2082 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our series we've been exploring this week with the focus on creating stress breakthroughs, breaking through the stress you may be experiencing living life during a pandemic, with all the uncertainty we have been experiencing recently. These techniques can also be applied during more settled, peaceful times as well. I wanted to give you a sample of common stressful situations throughout this series and allow you to see how different mindset techniques and calming meditation techniques could help you manage the stress. And I hope you found a few techniques that you might continue to do to help you manage different kinds of stress in your life. So today is your reward. It's all about celebrating you. And this is your stress breakthrough for today. So often we don't celebrate our lives. You might celebrate during certain big events, but do you celebrate the daily wins in your life? Because it's the daily wins, showing up daily, the small things you do consistently on a regular basis that create massive breakthroughs in your life. So today, I encourage you to celebrate yourself, and we will do this with a special treat I have for you. Now, I know many of you might not be able to get out there and walk around, but you might be able to even spend some time outside meditating today. Of course, you want to make sure you are safe, but spend time in nature. One of the best ways to soothe away any kind of stress is by spending time in nature. There is a lot of research that shows that when you walk in nature for half an hour, even 15 minutes, a few times a week, it can help you manage depression. It helps to fight insomnia. Walking is good for your physical health. But there's one more thing that happens when you walk in nature, and I've shared this many times on the podcast before, and that is when you inhale phytochemicals, especially in forested areas with tall green trees, you can benefit and boost your immunity. So if you have a chance to spend time walking in nature, do it. You might live in a city and you're not really able, especially these days, to get out into nature, and that's fine. Simply walking around in your neighborhood, or if you live in a crowded city on a busy city street, I'm going to share with you some ways to calm your mind and body, even if it's noisy around you. So if someone speeds by with a loud muffler, instead of feeling jarred, you can use this as an opportunity to really focus your mind on other things in the scene all around you, not just the noise in the scene, but rather to embrace the entire scene. So I want to ask you, before I guide you through a little walking meditation, how is your challenge coming along? Every week, you have a challenge I encourage you to do daily. And this is a way to train your brain and to develop great lifestyle habits that contribute to peace, energy, and clarity. These precious qualities that mean so much to us right now. Your challenge was to give yourself a stress test. Each day, I recommend midday because that's usually when we experience our most stressful moments, but that might not be the case for you. So at some point in your day, pause and evaluate your level of stress from 1 to 10. 1, you're not so stressed. 10, you are feeling quite a bit of stress. And now that we are at the very final episode of this series, I'd like you to pause right now and glance back over your week, and you might remember what caused you the most stress. Do you see a pattern? Maybe you kept a stress journal, which I encouraged you to do. This is the time to look at that and to notice what may have triggered you the most this week. When were you experiencing your most stressful moments? Was there a particular situation that caused the stress? Or maybe your environment or people you were with? Just notice if there are any patterns that occurred this week as you gave yourself a daily stress test, and include how you're feeling right now. Rate your stress level right this moment. Okay, if you live in the United States, I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. It's Independence Day. I hope you will take this day to celebrate your inner freedom that you're working on. Your inner freedom is a tool that can literally change the world. So, how about you thinking about where you want to do this walking meditation? And in fact, you could even walk around your home as you do this if you just can't make it outside. And I encourage you to see your surroundings in a new way. As you begin to calm your mind and body and take your first few steps wherever you are, feel the earth or the ground beneath your feet. Notice how it feels with each footstep. Gently kiss the ground with your feet. Notice how you feel in your body. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose. And as you exhale, release tension. Grab onto every little bit of tension and release it. As you walk, take a look around. What do you notice? What stands out the most? Maybe it's the sharp lines of a building or the green expanse of grass in your neighborhood. Maybe you're noticing for the first time the colors, how they pop out on certain things in your home. Notice the lines and the textures that you see around you. Feel grateful for whatever you are seeing and begin to notice the sounds around you. You may hear sounds seep in even above the music I'm playing. Notice how the air feels on your skin. Are you cold or hot? How does it feel as you move around your home or outside? Now I invite you to pick a spot somewhere and to sit down and allow yourself to become a part of the scene where you are. Feel in union with your surroundings. Sit in stillness and reward yourself with this inner freedom. I have so enjoyed sharing this Stress Breakthrough series with you. As always, the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, which you can try for 2 weeks free. Embrace this time. You are so worth slowing down for.